I see somebody calling the hotline right now. I feel like I know that number.
Just read the number. Are we going to answer the call, or are we just going to let it ring? There we go.
Whoa!
Is this George?
Yeah.
Hey, George.
Hey, boys. Sorry, I meant to send a message to Monty like 2 hours ago, and I just realized that. Whoa, hadn't sent it.
What hole are you on?
I am on my ninth hole of the day, which is number nine, because we started on number one here at the CJ Cub Byron Nelson Celebrity Pro-Am.
Ooh, celebrity.
Yeah.
Are you the biggest name out there?
Oh, no. There's a lot of former NFL stars out here.
Like Kevin Ogletree?
Tim Brando's out here.
yeah, I'm out here. Thanks.
Xavier McDaniel, Tony Casillas, all sorts of former Cowboys. Jason Kidd is out here.
Oh.
How's that going for him?
I don't know. I haven't physically seen him. I just know he's out here somewhere.
Go whip him about Everton. Just all the soccer questions.
He'd probably take that at this point.
Let's see. Current Texas music star Corey Morrow is playing here today.
Okay.
You're familiar with his
captain.
Work?
Former Stars group.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 10.
And we're having a good time. It's windy out here at Trinity Forest, but the big man just knocked it close on nine. I have about 8 feet for birdie here. Mino, what do you think I ought to do?
Well, don't do what I would do, because I would take about 6 or 7 putts to get it to the hole. So just trust your instincts.
So
are you going to do this live?
You're saying don't six putt.
Don't six putt. Don't five putt either.
Just see the ball, be the ball.
Yeah, just put it in one. Get the bird.
I'm going to turn it over to Jack here. Jack, where are you? Where are you?
We have Jack.
Okay.
Jiggly?
White?
You want me to play here on the chicken while I see if I make my putt? Okay, say hey to Jack. He's with the sales for shit club. Really nice.
Oh, hey, Jack. What's
up? Hey, Jack.
Wait, hang on. Hang on. You're up.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Okay, we're here on number 9 green. Our group is 1 under so far for the day.
Got an announcer voice.
Playing 450. It's a number 3 handicap hole. George hit a big drive and then a long iron into about 12 feet.
Is he approaching the ball?
He's walking up to it.
He's sauntering.
Probably a little downhill, moving a little left to right. He's called a shot. He said, here comes the first birdie of the day.
I got a dollar. Says he makes it.
You're on.
8 feet. This is what he said.
Rolling. Need to turn right. Okay. Turn. Oh, he burned the lip.
Oh man.
Oh.
All right. I owe you a dollar.
Let's clean up for par.
Four.
No.
Good.
Hey, Jack.
I missed it. That was for y'all. That was for the sweet spot. I missed it.
Is Jack wearing red pants? Because he's in the salesmanship club. Do they always wear red pants?
They do when they are volunteering, but. Jack is playing golf today.
Okay.
So
I didn't know if they always had to wear red.
But there are a lot of red pants out here, yes.
Okay.
All the other guys who are working. And it is pretty amazing what they have done with this tournament and the millions of dollars they've raised for underprivileged youth and the Momentous School. It's pretty awesome.
Okay. That's a good deal. So we had you on today not to talk gone fishing. I'm loving this golf coverage, by the way. But have you seen the hypothetical that's gone viral over the weekend?
Yes, and I have hot sports opinions.
Okay, so this is, I don't know how this started because it's the internet and things just start and take a mind of its own.
Yeah.
But to paraphrase, the hypothetical is 100 men versus one silverback gorilla. Who wins?
Yeah.
And this is a hypothetical for George. I thought of you right when I saw this.
Yeah. See, we used to always match up either the gorilla or the chimp against Larry Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But against 100 guys, yes, the guys would win. I think some would die. Some would have to sacrifice. But they would. 100 dudes would defeat the gorilla.
It just feels like the sheer weight of the 100 men would win out over the grill?
I don't know. It depends on who it is. Like, if you got to hand pick your 100 men and you could have Leon Bischel and Nikola Jokic's brothers and whoever's talking in the background on your call, like, you might have a chance. But if it's just you walk down the street and just pick out.
What about 100 hams?
Okay, yeah, you're going to have some hams. You're going to have a couple. You might have like five somewhat athletic people. And the luck of the draw is you're going to have just dudes. And once they see the first dude go down, they're like, uh-uh. Like, you might actually have a few people fighting.
Everyone's got to be committed to the cause and, like, willing to give their life. And if you had that, but you're right, if you just brought in guys off the street, they're like, what? We got to do what? No, I don't.
You have, there's going to be a couple EAs.
Man.
Yeah. And then Advantage Gorilla, he would just, you know, systematically kill everybody who jumped on him. But you think about it, for like 15 guys at once, like whatever the math is, six waves of 15 guys.
Yeah.
That
at some point, man, the men are going to win. I would imagine.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I don't think 100. I think you'd have to get way more than 100. Just average people to be a gorilla.
A lot of people, dude.
It is, but that's a gorilla. Those things are.
I love the AI, the moving picture on it too. It's not like a complete video, but it shows like the men moving around the gorilla, and he's starting to get kind of pumped up, but he's starting to feel threatened and flexing muscles a little bit.
He's like Donkey Kong, beating his chest.
The men would have to fight a little dirty. We'd have to start going for the gorilla's eyes.
Yeah.
Maybe flipping the script and crotch. Ripping his genitals off.
Oh, if you go
have to fight dirty.
If you go for the crotch, that thing is on a rampage. That dude is going to turn it to another level.
Maybe you go the other route and try to woo it, and then doesn't want to hurt you as much.
He's got the gorilla arms though, with that power and the mouth that he'll use, and just
oh my gosh,
flesh. You're right. I think the first couple of waves go in, lose, and then the rest of the guys just retreat.
Wouldn't there be enough fatigue, though? Like, say the gorilla has a nice hot start. Wouldn't he just, like, burn out
or
after,
a hot
like,
chart?
After a few minutes?
Yeah. Hot, I don't know how well gorillas are at protecting leaves.
Yeah, what's gorilla stamina? Are they going to, once they start parking the bus?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think this would be over pretty quick. Even if you go at it at waves, this thing is just tearing through people.
I would take a lot of solace, though, in knowing that whatever we're doing is being watched by Trump in his bedroom.
Yeah.
That would mean a lot.
On the closed circuit.
That's good. The way that first wave fought the gorilla, that was good.
I mean, he's a big UFC guy, you know?
Yeah,
he's married to
his
loves.
Fights.
And, yeah, the humans can't have any weapons, either. It's just hand-to-hand combat, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's a good matchup. I mean, we gave Larry Allen a fighting chance against, like, a chimp, but not a gorilla. One-on-one against a gorilla, he had no chance.
So what if it's 100 Larry Allens in, Mino?
Okay, that changes
that's,
it.
Yeah, if you got to handpick 100 people, this might change the math of it. But if it's just 100 dudes, that gorilla is, it's short work.
What if it's 90
hams? It's gorilla
and
four.
90 hams and 10 Tyler Bookers.
Wait. 100 hams?
No, 90 hams.
90 hams, 10 Bookers?
Yeah.
Oh. That gorilla's so confused.
You have so many ham waves to start.
What all these noises are.
Just the confusion.
Ham may crack up the gorilla.
It's slipping on all the Uncrustable wrappers.
Yeah, he just does that. The gorilla starts chuckling.
Yeah, if ham did that noise, that would definitely fluster the gorilla.
Oh. Ham's trying to knock it over the head with a half-drink Dr. Pepper bottle.
Offering it an Uncrustable. Look, here you go, buddy.
Here, peace.
I'm going to fight this guy, but he's giving me a boost.
Everyone loves Uncrustables. Let's find common ground.
Are you still eating those, the Uncrustables?
Oh, yeah. I have
right
two
now.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He has to ask me after every Y-Tay doesn't suck if he's earned it. So I'm his arbiter of Uncrustables.
What a game-changing discovery that was for him.
Yeah. I feel responsible. I think I gave him his gateway drug. The hazelnut chocolate uncrustable.
Yes.
Yeah, you've seen seven-year-olds eat before. You know what they like.
Exactly.
So go uncrustables.
So what's the final decision? You going gorilla? Or are you going the human?
I think it's gorilla against the average human. If you could hand select green berets, 100 green berets.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with
advantage
you.
U.S. military. But I think you would need that. Because they would fight to the death, and, you know, the average spare off the street, I think, is going to go, man, I'm good. I don't want any part of that.
But at some point, he's going to be forced to do that, right, when the gorilla's trying to kill him.
Yeah, it's fight or flight. You've got to fight.
Mm-hmm. And you would need someone who has fought a gorilla before. Like, you need some people in there that have fought some gorillas. Then we might have a chance.
Howard's dead. Curly.
Yeah, he wrestled one, right?
I think they used to fight a gorilla about every other episode. That one time the gorilla got the machine gun. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, man, that's
well,
so great.
Hit him straight, Georgie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get us a
Sorry
win.
Sorry about the wind noise.
Oh, it's all good?
That.
No, you're good. Say hi to Jack.
Oh, by the way, there's some really attractive young women out here who are serving drinks.
Yeah?
And my line to them is, they said, hey, how's it going? I said, yeah, pretty good. And they said, Well, what's your deal? And I said, well, Bill Belichick's my hero. What do you think of that? And they said, who's Bill Belichick?
Oh, no.
They're not up. They didn't watch CBS Sunday morning?
No, they didn't.
George is trying to catch some Bill Belichick runoff.
Yeah.
Well, get his own Jay Hudge.
Oh, man. Well, okay, I'm going to stop drinking and start playing golf.
Nah, keep drinking, and we'll have a update of how the day goes, and we'll find another wild-ass hypothetical for you next week. How about
George
that?
George won't answer that.
Let's go.
Yeah, the new girlfriend will say you won't answer any questions. All right, George.
We're not talking gorillas today.
Oh, that's great.